Shamati, article number 123. About his get, which is a divorce, and hand come as one. The heitata ba'inayim, in the inayim, meaning that they become a masach and cover over the inayim, inayim meaning seeing in providence, when one sees concealed providence. This is called that the masach descends on the eyes. Masach is concealment. Attempt, meaning there is no submission, neither this way or that way, when one cannot scrutinize the desire of the Creator and his intention, although he can work devotedly, but he cannot decide if this work in devotion is in its place, or vice versa. That if it is hard work, then it'll be against the opinion of his Rav and the Creator's opinion. In order to decide about it, he determines to take the thing that adds more exertion, meaning he should follow a line that one must only exert and nothing else. So one needs not doubt one's actions and words, and must always only exert more. I don't know why they give this title here. Our ordinary situation is that we are confused and we do not know exactly what to do, what situation we're in, what we're supposed to do right now, and most of our moments are like that. We understand that from our exertion, the result depends on our exertion. If we want to accelerate times, we have to think how we can utilize every moment, fulfill them with the most beneficial things for progress. So, we always have a question, how in every moment do I realize myself in the most effective way? What do I need to do? Read, write, yell, cry, pray, work in the kitchen with friends, prepare something, teach something, keep poking in my heart, or maybe give it some rest and think in my mind. What do I do? On every level, in every way, one can attach himself to any inner or outer action. This question, if one does not forget about it, can be at every moment in our life. Because we can always ask if what I'm doing right now, is that the most beneficial? Perhaps something can be better, can be more effective, more helpful to my progress. So the answer is to how I find the most effective thing is there anything besides what I'm doing now that is more, that demands more effort in my current exertion? If so, then I must change what I do, what I do right now, and do that thing that demands greater effort, because the reward is according to the exertion. The more we work, the greater reward we receive. We just have to calculate what exactly is an act and exertion in which that is taken into account from above, meaning that I get something for it, a desirable something. The exertion, Bala Sulam tells us in introduction to Talmud Sefirot, Item 19. It can be qualitative and quantitative. And the quality means one exerts in everything that he was told that can promote him to the goal. It's bestowal upon society, work physically in society, if not according to the, if not willingly, then just in his body, and the study and circulation, everything that has to do with the general correction of himself in the world. And the qualitative work, there is only one work in that. That's the work in the intention. In that too, of course, there are many, many manners, scrutiny. But the result is acquired primarily by the intention. We need the act in this world. The act belongs to this world, specifically. And that's in order to bring us back to the right intention, the desirable intention. The act is what we do with our body. And it is what we perform when we study, during the study. So all those things, besides the inner work in the soul, which is the work of the Musachim, for the time being, during the preparation, this is called the work in action. When we acquire the Musach, we will go to a practical work internally. When we work with the Musachim, then the intention and the act will be as one. But before we acquire a Musach, in everything we do in our body, in our physical body, and in the study, in the mind, in the, all of that is called actions. And the intention means that during the act, or besides the act, not during the act, the question is how much can we keep ourselves toward the goal, trying to understand what the goal means, trying to define accurately and we must always see if we can add in the exertion de facto and especially in the intention, which is actually what gives the desired results.